Bill Schuette. He's on the other end of our line. Attorney General, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Nice to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know that you're very busy. I wanted to talk to you.
So are you. So are most people, you know.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, but first the Second Amendment issue has come up with a case that you're working on. I guess I'm talking about Proposal 2. Talk about your involvement in that.
Right. Well, Proposal 2 was an initiative that was approved by voters across Michigan that sent a very straightforward message that decisions involving public education entering, knocking at the doorstep of our great universities needs to be colorblind, genderblind, race neutral, and be determined by merit, talent, and ability, which is really the snapshot of what America needs to be. And it was enshrined into our Constitution, but surprisingly, just flat wrong decision on July 1st, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said that they had a constitutional flaw and really, and we can talk about it, a topsy-turvy decision. But the fact is that our Constitution in Michigan sends a very straight message that entering our colleges, public employment, public education needs to be done on merit, talent, and ability in order to be colorblind and race neutral.
And it's been thought that this has been a big challenge because initially we wanted to see all folks have opportunity, whether they were female, black, Hispanic. It was thought that the system didn't give fair treatment to all people.
Well, diversity is so very important for our country because we really are. I mean, that's how our nation was founded years ago when people emigrated to the shores of America because it was a land of freedom, peace, and hope. That's what it's all about. And what we don't need to do is violate the Constitution because the Constitution says that 14th Amendment says that that no state shall discriminate based on race, creed, color, national origin. And so that important statement from our federal Constitution we locked into the Michigan Constitution. Now, in terms of K through 12 education, absolutely we need to change the delivery so that, in particularly in urban areas, the kids graduate, they have the skills to compete and move up the ladder and have opportunities to succeed. But we don't want to violate this important piece of America that says merit, talent, and ability. That's what it's all about.
All right. So what? Where are you with this case, and what should we look for in the future?
Well, we filed an appeal to have all the 15 judges in the Cincinnati, the U.S. Court of Appeals, review this case. And the reason we think we have such a strong argument, Tony, is that almost a mirror image, the spitting image of the language in Michigan, was approved by the California Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out west, which is the most liberal circuit. And the language in Michigan mirrors the California language, and that passed constitutional review. So the three-judge panel out of Cincinnati, they just got it wrong. They made a bad decision. People have good days and bad days. This was just wrong legally, and it kind of turned the Constitution inside out, upside down. So we'll appeal it to Cincinnati. We think we'll get some type of decision later in the fall.
Bill Schuette is Michigan's Attorney General, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Tell us, if you will, about the 26 people that were indicted in that massive health care fraud case.
Yeah, that's a big case where, if people break the law, there are consequences. And so whether it's federal authorities and state authorities, if you violate the law, you cross the line, there'll be consequences. And so that's a big message and statement that was made across Michigan.
26 people indicted, 24 charged with $60 million in medical fraud, and you had pharmacists and doctors and accountants involved in this. It's almost like a big conglomerate scheme, if you will.
Well, it was a big dragnet. It's kind of like Joe Friday dragnet. It was just the facts,
All right, and before I let you go, I wanted to talk about this story. An out-of-state group of physicians is opposed to abortion is trying to nudge its way into a legal battle over new Kansas rules for abortion clinics, and that's kind of made its way into the Michigan news.
I'll have to look more closely at that case on that, Tony, so that, heck, I'll just come back and we'll have another discussion about
it. All right, it sounds good. I know you've got to get going. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Good being with you. Thanks so much.